Hello and welcome to BICS is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the BICS is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program is recordings of Frank Trambauer before Bix. Bix and Tram recorded for the first time
together
on October 9, 1924. That was the Sioux City 6 session. Trambauer had been a professional musician by that time for about 5 years. He was born on May 30, 1901, in Carbondale, Illinois, the home of Southern Illinois University. In May 1918, he enlisted in the Navy and was honorably discharged in January of 1919. He then joined the Musicians Union in St. Louis, and as I said, by the time he recorded with Bix for the first time, he had been a professional musician for about 5 years. Let me read what Who's Who of Jazz tells us about Trambauer. He was raised in St. Louis, and as a teenager he played the piano, trombone, flute and violin before concentrating on C melody sex. And during his career, Trambauer also recorded on alto sax and bassoon. At 17, he formed his own band in St. Louis. He returned to St. Louis, where he got his membership in the Musicians Union, and joined several bands, among them Gene Rodemich, Joe Kaiser, and the Benson Orchestra of Chicago. Eventually, he joined Red Miller's orchestra in 1923-1924 and then became musical director for the Gene Goldkett organization, led a band in the Arcadia Ballroom, which featured Bix Beiderbecke. Together with Bix, played for Gene Goldkett until 1927. When the Goldkett band folded, they joined Bix and Tram joined Adrian Rollini's short-lived New Yorkers. Then, when that one folded, they joined Paul Whiteman's orchestra. Trambauer remained with Whiteman until the spring of 1932, then organized his own band and did extensive touring before rejoining Whiteman in late 1933. He co-led the Three T's in late 1936 with Jack and Charlie Teagarden, then left Whiteman and moved to the West Coast, co-led a band with Manny Klein, then worked with Georgi Stahl. This was early 1938, before organizing on a big band. For that, he was using the name Trombar, T-R-O-M-B-A-R. He left the music business in March of 1939 to become an inspector for the Civil Aeronautics Authority in Kansas City. He led his own band again in 1940, worked as a test pilot throughout World War II. In late 1945, returned to music and work with Ross Case's studio group and with the Raymond Page NBC Orchestra. He moved to Santa Monica in 1947 and retired from full-time music. Again, he worked for the Civil Aeronautics Authority in Kansas City, but continued to play occasionally and guested at Dixieland Jubilee Big's tribute in October of 1952. He died in Kansas City, Missouri on June 11, 1956. A very detailed biography titled Tram, the Frank Trombauer Story, was written by Philip Evans, Larry Kiner, with William Trombauer. It has everything you ever wanted to know about Frank Trombauer. Okay, let's get started with the music. And the discographical information that I'm going to provide comes from the Frank Trombauer Story. I believe the first issued recordings that Frank Trombauer ever made are with the Gene Rodemich Orchestra in October of 1921. And I'm going to play two numbers recorded in that first recording session. First, Cry Baby Blues, and then April Showers. Both issued on Brunswick. The Gene Rodemich Orchestra consisted of Clarence Foster on trumpet, Paul Vegna trombone, Frank Trombauer C melody alto, Benny Kruger on alto, Jules Silberberg violin and saxophone, Otto Reinert violin. Gene Rodemich was the pianist as well as the leader of the band. Hammond Bailey was on banjo and xylophone, and Paul Sperloder was on drums. So let's listen to what is probably the first issued recording of Frank Trombauer. This is Gene Rodemich in October of 1921. Thank you. In September of 1922, Frank Trombauer joined the Musicians Union in Chicago. And a few months later, January of 1923, he joined the Benson Orchestra of Chicago. He stayed with the Benson Orchestra of Chicago until September of 1923. And he made a bunch of recordings with that orchestra. I would like to play two of these. They are not from the first recording session. They are from the second recording session that Trombauer had with the Benson Orchestra of Chicago. This is January 30, 1923, Victor Studio in Camden, New Jersey. And the two numbers I want to play are Trot Along and Think of Me. The Benson Orchestra at this point consisted of Walter Zurofsky, first trumpet, Miles van der Brouwer, second trumpet, Sig Berenson, trombone, Stu Williams, clarinet alto, Frank Trombauer, C melody, Marvin Thatcher, tenor saxophone, Myron Fisher, violin, Don Bester, piano, Joseph Miller, banjo, Pierre Olker, brass bass, and George Bromberg on drums. So let's listen then to a couple of numbers recorded by Frank Trombauer with the Benson Orchestra of Chicago, January 1923. Thank you. C melody sax solo in Think of Me by Frank Trombauer. In January of 1924, Trombauer fell ill from overwork, so he needed some time to recover, and by mid-March 1924 he was already recording again. The two records that I want to bring are from couple of sessions with the Mount City Blue Blores in Chicago. First, San from March 14, 1924. Frank Trombauer on C melody, Red McKenzie on com, Dick Slevin on kazoo, and Jack Bland on banjo. Following that, I will play Red Hot, a composition by Frank Trombauer, recorded by the Mount City Blue Blores on March 13, 1924, and the composition of the group is the same as I gave for the recording of San. So let's listen then to a couple of recordings of Frank Trombauer with the Mount City Blue Blores, March 1924. Thank you. From March 1924 to July 1925, Frank Trumbauer was with Ray Miller's orchestra. Interestingly, the Ray Miller Orchestra with Frank and Al Jolson played in the White House sometime during this period. The next two recordings that I want to play are from the first recording session of Frank with Ray Miller. This is March 25th, 1924 in New York. According to Evans, the recording session lasted for 3 hours and 15 minutes. They had 3 takes from one number and 4 takes of another. And the first number was Come On Red, and the second one was Mon Havana. The Ray Miller Orchestra consisted of Charles Rocco and Roy Johnston on trumpet, Miff Maul, Andy Sindelar on trombone, Andy Sanella, Bernie Daly, Frank Trumbauer, reeds, Danny Yates, violin, Tommy Satterfield, and Harry Perella, pianos, Frank Di Prima, banjo, Louis Chassin, brass bass, Ward Archer on drums. I'm sure you recognize several of the names there. We discuss them a lot in the Mixography Forum, and some of them are people who actually recorded with Big Smith Maul, Tom Satterfield, Harry Perella, Frank Di Prima. I'm not quite sure if he recorded or not, but at least he was with a group that Big played with, I believe, in the summer of 1925, perhaps 1926. So let's listen to Frank Trumbauer with the Ray Miller Orchestra in New York, March 1924. Thank you. I imagine you also find the name Mona Vanna for a dance band record is rather unusual. Mona Vanna as two words, not as one as it is used for this recording that I just played, refers to a play by Maurice Maeterlinck and the basis of work by Rachmaninoff. Also, there was a opera, Mona Vanna, by Henri Février. I guess Henri Février. Also, another opera by Émile Abrani. It is a nude version of the Mona Lisa painted by Salai, Gian Giacomo Capriotti da Oreno, a pupil of Leonardo da Vinci. And it's also a painting by Dante Gabriel Rossetti, by Jules von Cleve, and a character in La Vita Nuova by Dante Alighieri. And finally, it's a popular song by Phil Boutet and Al Dubin. It's shown here as a 1928 popular song. I'm reading from Wikipedia, by the way. And the recording by Ray Miller is from 1924. Let me take a look at that, maybe I'll get back after I play the next two recordings, which are by the Arkansas Travelers. That was the name used by O.K. in 1924, I guess 1926, for various groups that used that name. By 1927, there is a recording by basically Red Nichols and his Five Pennies using the name of Arkansas Travelers. The recordings by the Arkansas Travelers that I'm going to play correspond to a band that I would call a band within the Ray Miller band. It's a small group of musicians who played with Ray Miller, and they recorded on their own for OK on May 20, 1924. Six members of this band are associated with Ray Miller. Not all of them at the time that the recording that I'm going to play was made, but at one point or another, all of these guys were members of the Ray Miller band, so this may be a band within the Ray Miller band. The recordings are from May 20, 1924. Roy Johnston on trumpet, Mick Mall trombone, Chuck Miller clarinet, Frank Trombaris in melody, Rube Bloom piano, and Ward Archer on drums. And the two numbers that I'm going to play are Georgia Blues and Lost My Baby Blues. So here is Frank Trombauer with the Arkansas Travelers, May 1924. Thank you. going back to the tune Mon Havana, turns out that there are two different tunes with the same name, one from 1924 written by Fred Fisher, and one from 1928-29 written by Phil Boutet and Al Dubin. So that it turns out that there are several recordings in 1924, one of them by Paul Whiteman. Now, to wind up the program, I'm going to play two recordings by the Cotton Pickers. Again, the Cotton Pickers recorded from Brunswick between 1922 and 1929. There were different groups that used that name. The earlier recordings are basically the original Memphis Five. But in 1924, the group that recorded under the name Cotton Pickers is precisely a band within the Ray Miller Band. This particular group recorded several numbers between 1924 and 1925. I want to play the first recordings that Trumbauer made with the Cotton Pickers. This is December 4, 1924. And the Cotton Pickers here consist of Roy Johnston on trumpet, Biff Ball trombone, Frank Trumbauer C melody, Larry Abbott clarinet alto, Rube Bloom piano, Frank Di Prima banjo, and Ward Archer on drums. And the tune is Prince of Wales, which according to Phil Evans is an arrangement by Elmer Schobel. And then after that I'll play a recording made 2 days later, basically the same group with the addition of Louis Chassagne on a brass bass, and the tune is Jimtown Blues. So let's listen then to Frank Trumbauer with the Cotton Pickers, 1924. Thank you. I think it is instructive to go back to the early recordings of the musicians that we enjoy. That way we have a better perspective and we can put what we know from later years in the context of the earlier years. So I hope you have enjoyed this program of recordings from 1921 to 1924 by Frank Trombauer before he became the leader of the band in St. Louis. Well, let's get back to Bix now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive. If you contend, this is